Firstly, Anthony, what about the reaction from the Birmingham people?
It's unbelievable. It's nice to come out of my hometown and get some love, you know. Normally we're just locked up in the gym, and it's good to come out on a Friday evening and see all that support. And I think that comes from fighting up here before and having some friends in the area.
I think as well they realise they've got an opportunity for a photo with a future world champ.
Future world champ, that pressure. But yeah, it's nice. I don't like putting that pressure on myself, but for sure I'm working hard and, you know, I won't let them down. So that picture hopefully will hold some value in the future for sure.
There's no easy route, is there, to being a world champion? Yeah. It's hard work.
Yeah, I think like the boxing's the easy part. It's more what comes with it. You know, you just got to stay real disciplined. And it's hard work. It's a mental and physical job. So putting all that in one package is real hard graft, but I'm built for it, and I'm going to continue on my journey. And hopefully 18 months from now, you know, I shall come back up here potentially with a couple more belts around my waist.
There's a lot of talented boxers don't make it, because it's a lot of between the ears, isn't there, as well? Dedication, that getting up early and all the things that go with it. Those are the important things.
And a bit of luck. I think you need a bit of luck as well, because millions of talented fighters, and not all of them, as you said, not all of them make it. You need a bit of luck on your side. But for sure, I feel lucky enough to have that potential and have the opportunity. But, you know, that's why I don't like putting that pressure on myself, because I could be one of these guys in the future. So I'm doing everything capable to make that dream a reality.
Tell us about, what do you see your strengths as?
I see my strengths as the people I got around me. You know, it's taking years. My man, Richie, everyone in the GB squad that helped me build to who I am now. I think that's very, very helpful. And another strength is just my mind. Just never giving up. You know, I've had it tough, but I just kept on walking through walls and just kept on barging through doors. And that's what led me here today.
Some of the boxing trainers around here talk about the Holy Trinity. You know, ability, the chin, the heart. You got it all?
Well, I haven't been hit yet as a pro, but I definitely got heart. I think every heavyweight can punch. But it's not about that, it's how your heart is. And my heart's definitely in the right place, and I'll always continue to the last bell.
I have the feeling you're looking forward to your next fight with Dylan.
Any fight. I love a fight. You know, that's what I train for. So Dylan, whoever it is, there's a British title on the line as well, which makes it a bit more interesting. And I think it's definitely got some attention because of what I lost to him a few years ago. And I'd say that's the only British fighter that I've lost to. So that's what we need. You know, it's better than fighting someone that we've never heard of. Dylan's another Londoner. We're fighting in London, so it makes for a real good event.
That was as an amateur. It's a different game, isn't it?
Well, I think everyone's always told me, you know, AJ, when you turn pro, forget what you've done as an amateur. No matter your success, this is the pro game. So I agree with what you're saying there. The pro game's a completely different ball game, and you can't really take too much. That's why even with all the world championships, GBs, Olympics, that's all in the past. I'm a pro now. I've got to start again. And that's the same mentality I've got to take with that fight I lost as well. This is a completely different ball game.
He seems a bit lippy, doesn't he, about it all? Does that get to you, or do you just prepare the same way, whatever?
Same attitude. There's going to be a million Dylan Whites throughout my career. God willing, I keep on progressing. And I just got to go in there, humble them, you know. Throw a few jabs down his throat, a few right hands, knock him about a bit, and then shake my hand after and tell me how great I was.
You make it sound ever so easy.
It's not hard, you know. You got your left, your right, your hooks, your uppercuts, and you just got to have a bit of ability, a bit of luck, and just be dedicated. And so it's not hard. That's about six things I've mentioned, and so far that's worked for me, and I've been undefeated, so it's working so far.
And sticking, of course, to your game plan.
You know, I don't even have a game plan.
Right.
Keep my shape. You know, out hustle the guy. One way or another, just out hustle him. I don't really cover like, oh, he keeps his left hand low. We've seen it. Just, you know, train. I've worked on my own style in the gym, and I've got to just adapt. So I'm more interested in what my opponent's doing when I fight, rather than I've got to go out there and act a certain way. I kind of extract what he's doing, and I break him down. Think, all right, he's throwing a jab. He's throwing one to the body. He threw it there. Fruit, bang, and I'll try and catch him that way.
You're not one for working overtime either, if you can avoid it.
There's no extra time in boxing. There's no extra time in boxing. So it's hard because, you know, the level I'm at, I should be fighting the guys I'm fighting. But they're being knocked out quite early. So, but without these knockouts, I wouldn't be being pushed on to the next level. So I need these knockouts as well. It won't always be like that. You know, there's a next level that I need to go to, and it's going to be tougher for sure. But so far, so good. And without these knockouts, I wouldn't have the potential to go into a higher level.
I mean, it's a wonderful sport for warriors, boxing. I mean, every boxer that goes in the ring is a warrior.
That's why the reception here is great, because it's a warrior sport. It's a gladiator sport. It's not really like a celebrity type thing, you know.
I mean, you've got Richie middleweights and all the rest, but in this country, well, worldwide, we love the heavyweights, and we're desperate for a heavyweight, a successful one in this country.
Well, that's what I said. You asked me one of my strengths, and I said the people I've got around me, they don't take my training lightly. They put, I won't say pressure, but they put their beliefs in me, and I repay them by staying as disciplined and dedicated as I possibly can. And I feel, let's strip away the heavyweight hope and so on. I just want to do great. I got an opportunity to make something from nothing. So that's all. I just want to be, regardless of heavyweight hope and stuff, within myself, I just want to do something special.
What's your ambitions then? What's your lifetime's ambitions?
It's more about myself, just grow up, mature, that's all. Make good decisions throughout life. And everything else falls into place with that, right? So I could say I want to be heavyweight champ, but then there's a whole long list of what comes with that. So if I can correct myself and be the best man I can be, everything else falls into place with ease.
Heavyweights hit hard, so I suppose not getting hit's a big part of your future ambition.
It will happen. But you've got to, you know, roll shots, ride shots. And the main thing is how conditioned you are. You get hit, you got hurt, you recover in 10 seconds, 20 seconds. You just got to learn how to hold, you know. You know, the ref tells you break, hold for an extra 10 seconds, get your vision back. This is what I've been told, you know, and it sinks in. I'm being told this every day in the gym, so I'm talking like I've been in this position, but this is just my coaches been on my case, drilling it into me non-stop.
When we were a young lad and you were in the ring, who's the boxer that you looked up to? Who's the boxer that you always admired?
Well, on a world level, the first boxer I really admired was Mike Tyson. You know, class, just a beast. I think with my mentality when I first started boxing, I felt like we had a little connection, but we were completely different beasts because he's short and stocky, I was tall, and I'm trying to fight like Tyson, getting my head punched in. So it was until I started watching like the Arlees and the Lennoxes, and they were a bit more upright and box more, that's when I started finding myself a bit more. So Tyson early on for me.
And finally, for me anyway, your inspiration?
My inspiration? Life. Look at, like, I'm lucky to be here. Not everyone gets a chance to make it. You know, I was born healthy, you know, so that's a big enough inspiration to go out and achieve whatever you want anyway. I think that this planet is a beautiful place to live on, and they say there's no life out in the universe, so we should be the only ones out there. So how beautiful is that I'm sitting here talking to you as well? So we're all blessed.
Well, hopefully you'll be talking to me next as world champion. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks guys.